Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day. I wanted to share with you one of my favorite mantras. And it's very simply that enthusiasm is common and endurance is rare. We've probably all met somebody who's really enthusiastic about a new pursuit. Maybe it's a new business. Maybe it's this health kick that they're on, this sport that they've taken up. Enthusiasm is super, super common.
Endurance is rare. I want to be someone who has endurance, who keeps going, even when I'm tired, even when I'm frustrated, even when it doesn't seem like it's working, even when I have valid reasons to stop. I choose endurance. The enthusiasm is great. It feels good. It can even be inspiring to other people, but the endurance is what it takes to get there, to cross the finish line, to achieve the goal, to move the needle. So I want to pose this question to you today. What does it look like in your day today, in your life today, to demonstrate endurance? What would that look like? Are there specific choices you can make, or are there specific choices you cannot make? Are there steps you can take, actions, micro moments where you can demonstrate endurance? In fact, brainstorm a list. Actions I could take that demonstrate endurance include, and then decide which of those you're willing and able to do today. Because there might be some that you can't do today, or you don't want to do today, or you don't feel capable of doing today, but there's going to be something that you can do. Enthusiasm is common. We've all been there. And yes, it feels good. But endurance is rare, and endurance is required for success. So start to look for opportunities in your day, in your moments, in your decisions to demonstrate endurance. We'll see you tomorrow.